When I first saw Rabbi Sarah, I was expecting something different, someone different, I should say. First of all, it would have never been a female. And so the fact that she was a female completely blew my mind away. And then she was so down to earth.
I am Jewish and I'm also a rabbi. So Judaism is integrated into my life in a very organic way each and every day.
I am Muslim, and I'm also an alima. That's an Arabic word for somebody who's learned, a scholar. So I have a master's in Islamic theology and jurisprudence, and my husband has a PhD in the same thing. So for both of us, it's, and especially for our children, it's everything from the time we wake up in the morning till we go to sleep. Part of my degree, we had to learn about interfaith and different religions. So I knew fairly a good amount of information about the Jews. And they're our cousins, as it is, as we are told in the Quran as well.
I also learned a lot about Islam in school, but I don't know that I had any preconceived notions or any notions. I did not have many personal relationships beyond sitting on a podium or, you know, that kind of cursory interfaith connection. Getting to know Aisha and building the Sisterhood of Salam Shalom really enabled me to put personal stories with what I had learned.
The Sisterhood of Salam Shalom, or SOSS for short, is a group of Muslim sisters and Jewish sisters that get together, and it's nationwide, but we are the Rhode Island chapter. So just women get together once a month, an equal amount of Muslim sisters and Jewish sisters get together, and we just talk about our faith, our culture, our everything and anything goes. For our first gathering, everyone was supposed to come to my house, and I think there was a group of, I'm going to say 15 to 18 women that came.
I wasn't really concerned, but it's like hosting a party. You just want to make sure that, you know, everybody, you hope everyone connects. You hope that it's the right recipe and that indeed the connections that are part of the vision come to fruition.
We ate together, we mingled, we talked with one another, and we asked everyone to just state their name, speak a little bit about themselves, and what it means for them to come here tonight. I had just recently come from Hajj. That's the pilgrimage that we do in Mecca. When I came back, I spoke about it, everything I did. And during, while I was talking, Rabbi Sarah and another sister, Judy, they were taking it all in. And I remember that was something that completely like touched my heart. I was like, oh, wow, we are so similar. I noticed that there were some women, like Muslim women, sitting alongside Jewish women, and they were sitting on the floor, they were sitting on the sofas, they were sitting on the chairs, they were sitting everywhere, and everybody was just like in a nice round circle, and it was just, you could tell that there was love. I felt like there was love in that room.
When you love someone, it's hard to hate them, which is really the foundation of the Sisterhood of Salam Shalom, and it's, I think, to have a real, true, honest friendship, it means to have deep conversations about things you may not agree with. And that has been very possible in our group. I agree with Aisha. It's a really safe, wonderful group of friends.
I mean, we're all adults. We can easily agree to disagree. That has happened, whether it's like politics or... I know we had touched the topic of Israel and what was happening, the Israel-Palestinian conflict. And there wasn't anyone in the room that was, you know, upset or negative or shouting. Everybody just wanted to understand one another, hear one another out, and hear their thoughts. There was no negativity in the room.
When something happens, I'll wake up to texts, you know, and when the swastikas happen, the first response often comes from the Muslim community. And same thing, when the Islamic school was desecrated, you know, we were able to be right there. And I think there is a really shared sense of the Jewish community really feels like we know what persecution feels like.
Whenever an incident has occurred in which there's vandalism or like you mentioned, the swastika, the graffiti. Because we have built these relationships within the interfaith community, it's very easy to have our brothers and sisters by our side. I remember when the mosque was vandalized up in URI. At that time, Rabbi Sarah and actually a group of Jewish leaders and also Christian leaders came and they supported us.
I think in the current climate of our country and the world, it's just so important to know people face-to-face, to really forge those personal relationships.
I think every single time we meet, it's we start off with a hug. So we're huggers. So we always start off with a hug and, you know, hello, how have you been? And it's just like as if time hasn't passed, you know, like it's just we pick up right where we left off.
One of the really neat things I think that has come out of our connection is that students from the mosque come to Temple Beth El, students from Temple Beth El go to the Masjid, and I feel like we have a shared challenge of raising children with faith in a secular world. And I think that continues to inspire and inform our relationship and what we do. I hope no student from my congregation will ever leave for college and say, I've never met a Muslim person. And in the same way that students at the Masjid will you know, grow up and say, I have met Jewish people before. And that's kind of an extension of our friendship, an extension of the sisterhood of Salam Shalom.